Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Ayin Gimel. We left off in daf Ayin Beis and Beis. We are holding in the middle of the sugya of Nitzo Chibor or Nitzo Keno Chibor. So we're up to Hahu Gavra, which is about 12 lines before the end of the page. Says the Gemara, Hahu Gavra Dasik Chamra Begishto Baskishto. There's a man that sets up a contraption where he takes two straws and he makes them into a V, and he puts one end into a barrel, and he starts, and another end into a bowl, and he starts sucking out from the barrel of wine, and he sets it up in such a way where, because of his original suction from the barrel of wine, the wine starts passing through the V-shaped straw on its own, meaning left alone, the wine is already passing through that straw. So then a non-Jew comes along, and Ovid Chavim comes along, and he puts his hand on the gishta. He touches the flow of the wine. So Asrei Rava Lukulei Chamra. Rava says all of the wine is going to be aser. Even the wine that's in the barrel that it's coming from, where he hasn't touched, he's only touched the flow out of the barrel that's coming through the straw. He says that it's all going to be usher anyway. So if you look at Rashi, Lukulei Chamra Afilu Masha B'Kli Arishon, right? Rashi emphasizes that point, that even the wine that was in the original kli, from which all this wine is coming from which all the wine in the straw is coming from, even that's going to be aser. So Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava, V'Amalei Rav Adi Bar Masna L'Rava, V'Amalei Rav Ravina L'Rava. So either Rav Papa, or Rav Adi Bar Masna, or Ravina said to Rava, somebody said to Rava, B'mai, B'nitzok. So why should it be aser? Because it's nitzok, because it's all flowing from that original barrel. Shamina, nitzok chibor. So that's a raya, therefore, that nitzok is chibor. So we should be able to prove from here that nitzok is chibur. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, Tosfos points out from the fact that the Gemara keeps on saying it like that, as if it's surprised, that nitzok is chibur. That's what Tosfos on the fifth medium-sized line says, that maybe Rabbi, or sixth medium-sized line, that maybe Rabbeinu Tam Raya, the nitzok eino chibur, mi de parach tamud de bekal doch, and shvamina nitzok chibur, mashma de kashal tamud de lasa benitzok. From the fact that the Gemara always says, well, you see from there that nitzok is chibur, so that implies that really we hold nitzok is not chibur, that the Gemara is saying that it's akasha, that it's strange, that it's unusual, that we're going to say nitzok is chibur. So that's one of the rayas that we have, that nitzok is really not chibur. But anyway, so why is this not a raya? It says, that all of the wine comes from the gishto baskishto. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, sharem me'elav ola, the wine comes on its own. Since the wine, it's set up in such a way where it's not the koch gavra that's pushing the wine out of the barrel into the bowl through the straw, it's going on its own. You set up the contraption in such a way where the wine is just moving on its own. So since it goes on its own, all the wine in the straw and in the bowl that it's landing into is, and the barrel is all considered wine that's remaining in one barrel. It's all considered the same thing because it's all coming on its own. Amar Marzut Rebbeinu Rav Nachman, Kanishkinin Shari, Kanishkinin are mutter. What are Kanishkinin? So Rashi says, Kli Rachav, a wide Kli, V'yeshlo Shnei Kanin Oshlosha, Yotzin Mitzido, and there are two or three straws that come out of the side of it, V'mashachin Va'olin Keneged Govo, and those straws go up toward the height of the Kli, Ukshnosin Yain Bepiv, Mismalin Kolakanim, V'yecholin Kama B'nei Adam Lishlos Bo B'yachad, and you can, when you put wine into the Kli, in the mouth of the kli, so the straws fill up, and a lot of people can drink from the straws at one time. Meaning it's a bunch of straws sticking out of a barrel that people can drink from all at the same time. We call it something else over here. So anyway, so Rashi says, Shari lishtos by Yisrael v'ovid chavim biyachad. She calls manch zem motzeitz ein yain shenogeh p'ovid chavim chozul lamata. It's mutter for a Jew and non-Jew to share the drink, to share the barrel when the Jew is drinking out of one straw and the Ovid Chavim is drinking out of the other straw, because whatever wine touches the mouth of the Ovid Chavim is not going back in the barrel. He's drinking it straight into his mouth. So the Jew is not having any shaykhus to the wine that goes into the mouth of the Ovid Chavim. But that's only v'hani mili dekadam pasuk Yisrael. That's only if the Yisrael stops drinking first. Avokadim pasuk ovid kachavim lo. But if the ovid kachavim stops drinking first, then it's no good, because then you have the backwash of the ovid kachavim that comes right back into the kli, and that's a problem of yayin that was touched by the ovid kachavim, and therefore the Jew is going to be is going to have a problem that he's going to be drinking wine that has a taroves of wine that was touched by the ovid kachavim. The Ritva writes in the name of the Ra'ah that the one who says that Kanishkin and Ishari must hold Nitzoke Nuchibor, Yafil Lechachila, because this is at least Nitzok. The non-Jew is definitely drinking from the barrel, and the wine that's in his mouth and that's touching his lips is at least connected by Nitzok to the wine that's in the barrel. So you have to say Nitzok Einu Chibur, and even Lechachila you're allowed to do it, because we're saying this is Mutzer to go and drink from it. So why doesn't the Gemara say Shema Minah Nitzok Einu Chibur? Why doesn't the Gemara say, oh, you see from here, Nitzok is Einu Chibur? So he says, because he writes, Mishum da hasvar de basrayi, de kama milse de kamai, v'lashkan manda asr medina. Because we don't find anyone that says it explicitly, and mishum kvodin shal rishonim shoy makpidin basa smua, because there were rishonim, there were earlier generations that were makpid about it, so they didn't want to say, oh, you see from here that the earlier generations were wrong. Since there were earlier generations that were explicit that Nitzok is Chibor and that it's a problem, so they didn't want to say it explicitly. We'll let you look at it, look at this, and draw your own conclusions, and realize that they're said that what they're paskining is the equivalent of saying Nitzok Einu Chibor. Now, according to what we read in Tosfos before, lechor it's not a kasha. The Gemara doesn't make a big deal out of saying Shema Mina Nitzok Einu Chibor. The Gemara makes a big deal of saying Shema Mina Nitzok Chibur. Nitzok Einu Chibur, that's the assumption. That's the natural assumption. That's how Rabbeinu Tam understands. So I don't think he points to this line in the Gemara. I don't remember. I don't think he points to this line in the Gemara, but L'chora, that makes a lot of sense why the Gemara doesn't make a big deal out of it. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Ikla L'Beresh Kulusa, back in the Gemara now. Rabba Rav Huna Ikla L'Beresh Kulusa Sharluhu L'Mishta B'Kenishkinin. Rabba Rav Huna went to the house of the Resh Kulusa, and he permitted him to drink B'Kenishkinin in with the straw while a guy was drinking from it at the same time. Igadamri Rabbi Rav Huna Gufei Ishti B'Kenishkinin. Some say Rabbi Rav Huna didn't only give a heter to drink this way, but he himself actually drank B'Kenishkinin. He actually drank from a straw at the same time that an Ovid Kachavim was drinking out of the barrel at the other end from a different straw. Fractosos, how is he allowed to do that? We said Kenishkinin is only mutter if the Jew stops drinking first. Anytime you drink together with the Ovid Kachavim, you have no idea if he's going to stop drinking first or if you're going to stop drinking first. So isn't this a little risky? Tema, hecha yeshosu b'kenishkinin, nihidala v'chibor. So granted, it's not chibor. Mikal makam ha'ilu lacha shtil mepasa kadim b'reisha Ovid Kachavim. Shouldn't he still be worried that the Ovid Kachavim will stop drinking first? So pirush rach, to lo mari im Ovid Kachavim. No, we're not talking about that he drank b'kenishkinin together with a guy. It means he took a straw and he drank out of a barrel of wine. El shay yishosay mishal b'kenishkinin, while another Jew was drinking out of the other end of the barrel with another straw. So Frank tells us, wow, that certainly answers that kasha, but it creates a bigger one. What's the big deal that he drank out of a straw? What, that he knew how to suck out of a straw? I mean, what's the chiddush then? What's it telling me? If there was no guy involved, no non-Jew in the vicinity. So yesh lomer de kamashmalan de lo mitzar bizman hazeh mishum simcha la'afuki mandasim misach shabbos lishtos b'knishkin bizman hazeh perek b'me'isha. This is a totally different issue. One might have thought bizman shein beis mikdash kayim that this is awesome mishum simcha, that this is excessive simcha to be drinking wine out of the straw. So that's the chiddush, that he drank out of knishkin and wasn't worried about that. But in Einach Inami, in terms of the yai nesach issue, he never would have been mekel to do that, because he has to be worried that maybe the Ovid Kachavim would stop first. I was just thinking, the Gemara, when it originally said about Kenishkinin, Amar Zutra Rav Nachman, Kenishkinin Shari, that it's mutter. Sounds like it's mutter l'chadchila. Tosa seems to be assuming that it can't be mutter l'chadchila. That once we make this hukimta, that if the guy stops first, it's no good, so then it can't be mutter l'chadchila, because you always have to be choshish if the guy stops first. I guess it's assuming that you can't just stop as soon as you see the guy pick up his head. That would be too late already. But the pashup shot in the Gemara is that shari, that you'll be able to tell. You'll be able to tell when the guy's going to stop, and you'll be able to stop in time, in which case Tosa's kasha would didn't get off the ground. Okay, new Mishnah. Top of Gimel Amud Aleph. New Mishnah. Yai Nesach Aser, Va'oser B'Kol Shu. Yai Nesach Nesach not only is Asr itself, but it Asr's Bekal Shuhu. Even a Kal Shuhu of Yayin Nesach will Asr Taroves. Yayin B'Yayin, Umayin B'Mayin Bekal Shuhu. When we say that it Asr's Bekal Shuhu, it means if non-kosher wine gets mixed with kosher wine, or non-kosher water gets mixed with kosher water. By non-kosher water, we mean water that was Nisnaseich L'Shem Avodah Zarah. There's no such thing as non-kosher water otherwise, right? We're talking about water that was Hashkachas on water is notwithstanding. There's no such thing as non-kosher water, but water that was, I mean, there could theoretically be such a thing if it, you know, was used to cook treifas in it or something, but anyway, but we're talking about water that was used to be misnasech l'avodah zarah. So it's if it gets mixed with other water, meaning the tarovis is min b'mino, two like kinds, then it's going to be usher b'kol shu. Yayin b'mayim u'mayim b'yayin b'nosin tam. But if asr yayin gets mixed in with mutter water, or asr water gets mixed in with mutter wine, so then as long as it's nosin tam, it's going to be asr. But which means it's going to be batal b'shishim, that if you have shishim against the iser, it's going to be okay. Zaklal, so this is the rule. Min b'mino b'mashu, v'shalo b'mino b'nosin tam. Whenever you're dealing with the tarovus of two like kinds, it's asr b'mashu. When you're dealing with two unlike kinds, it's aser b'nosin tam. Says Tosos, yayin b'yayin, umayin b'mayin b'mashu. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, didafka yayin nesach mamish nesnasdech lavodus chav mudavi b'mashu. Avos tam yenim b'shishim. This whole idea in the Mishnah that you can have an iser b'mashu, that the wine, that even a mashu of the wine will aser, is only when it's mamish yayin nesach. We're not talking about stam yenim over here. Stam yenim is going to be batal b'shishim always. V'chein, what does it change to on the side? Mayim b'mayim, mayri b'mayim, shia duash and nisnaschu. Also by the mayim case, we have to be talking about water that we know that was nisnasech lavod z'chavim. Dibistam mayim like iser. Because if it was just regular water, then there is no iser. There's no such thing as stam mayim. So he says, that's the raya. How do I know that the yayin that we're talking about is yayin that you know is nisnasech, and not just stam yenam? Because the mayim has to be mayim that you know is nisnasech, because there's no iser of stam mayim. Stam mayim is mutter. Mutter, 100% mutter. So when it comes to the yayin, it must also be talking about yayin that's yadua shenis nasech. The chavsekot on the yayin she yadua shenis nasech levoz chav mavel. Stam yayinim havi b'shishim afil b'min mino k'mo kol yisurun shabatorah. Fine, that is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. If you look toward the end of Tosos, va'oda mari, da'afilu imnafshach lomar, that even if you want to say the stam yenam b'mashuhu, even if you want to argue and you want to say that no, that stam yenam is also asur b'mashuhu, afilu achi avi stam yenam b'zman hazeh b'shishim. But that halacha would have changed by our times. The daf could be made at Tanan v'amurayim shayu b'kiyim of the chavim b'tiv avod z'chavim da'oz sheikh nisuch hichmir b'stam yenam la'osro k'mo yayin esach mamish. That even if you want to say stam yenam the Mishnah holds is asur b'mashuhu, we would no longer hold that way. It's only in the days of the Tanam and the Amorayim when the Avdei Chachamim themselves knew how to do Nisuch and they were b'kiyim b'avodah zarah and they were involved in avodah zarah, that's when you're going to say that the stam yenam is asur b'mashuhu. But nowadays where Avdei Chachamim are not really involved in any of this stuff, so we're going to be much more makel with stam yenam hilchach l'nibitul k'shari surin dami u'batul b'shishim k'mo shari surin, and therefore we're going to treat it in regards to bitul like any other is in the Torah. It's going to be batul b'shishim just like any other issue in the Torah. Meaning, we still do Asr Stam Yenam. We don't say, okay, Stam Yenam is mutter now because no one really does Nisuch. We still Asr it. We know it's a Davash of Minyan. We're not going to come and undo that Gezerah, but we're not going to apply all of the Chumras that assume that it's more Chumr than any other issue in the Torah. It can't be more Chumr than any other Isser in the Torah. That's what changes Bizman Hazeh. Fine, says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to quote three statements in the name of Rabbi Yochanan by three different Amor in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. First we're going to have Rav Dimi, then we're going to have Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, and then we're going to have Ravin, all in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, slightly different statements. Kiyas Rav Dimi Yom Rabbi Yochanan. Statement number one in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Hama'ari yayin nesach michavis labar. If a person pours yayin nesach from a barrel into a large pit, afilu kolayom kulo, even if he's pouring the yayin nesach all day long, rishon batel. The first bit that he pours Each comes batel, so the first drop becomes batel, and the second drop becomes batel, and the third drop becomes batel, because he's pouring it into a larger amount in the bar. So we assume that as it goes in, it continues to be batel. Rashi says Rishon Shenafel batel Barov B'yayin Kasha Shababar Umutar Ba'ana V'aydik Tani L'kaman Yayin Nesach Shenafel Babar Kulo Aser Mukilak Shenafel B'chavis Gedola V'nishbra V'nafel Kulo Ke'echad. When we say that it could be Aser, that we don't say Rishon Batel, that must be talking about where a large amount falls in at the same time. But if you pour it in gradually, so as it comes in, it continues to be Batel. If you look at Tosfos says Rishon Batel Pirush Afilu Misraba Hayayin Nesach L'Besof, meaning this means that even if at the end of the day you poured in more Yayin Nesach than there was kosher wine in the bar in the first place, it's still going to be batel, because as each bit of Yayin Nesach was poured in, it became batel, and then once it became batel, it turned into regular kosher wine. So even if at the end of the day it turns out that the you poured in more non-kosher wine than there was kosher wine to begin with, still it's going to be batel. Mikal makar amrin rishon batel. Mashmachad Rav Dimi Savar kama batel. So it sounds over here that this idea of rishon batel sounds very much like the concept we have of kama batel. Sounds the same words. Almost that that initially whatever you pour in becomes batel. Problem is, Rav Dimi doesn't say that throughout all of Shas. That's what Tosfos deals with. The Tema, Debebuchar is Parakalokech. I mean, we're not going to go through the whole sugi there. Basically, over there, Rav Dimi seems to assume that we don't say Kamakam Batel. So if you look in the first very wide line of Tosfos, it says, Debeshmaiti Nami to come Rishon Batel, Hainu Ad. What's the gear? So ad shelo yipol shom kol kach min ha'yayin nesach bein ha'kol shelo yeh beheter shishim avl nafal kol kach min ha'nesach l'seirugin bein ha'kol she'ein beheter shishim k'dei levatlo aser misham d'matzu minas mino v'neyor. So Tosfos says a drastically different pshat than he said at first, that it's not, we do not say rishon batel even if there's more yayin nesach at the end than there was kosher wine. Not only that, we're only going to say rishon batel if at the end there were 60 times the kosher wine to the non-kosher wine. And he says v'tedesh ken hudi lote mahachi v'chim haya adam ma'arav chalav v'kedeir shalater ma'at mat b'sirugan ad shen esraba chalav v'besof kol kach shoy b'o b'nosim tam l'kedeira v'chisala daitcha shu mutter mishum kama batel. Because if you don't say this way, let's say you start pouring milk into chicken soup. So if you pour, okay, a tiny drop of milk into chicken soup, so it's batel in a large vat of chicken soup. But let's say you keep pouring drop after drop after drop till you have a creamy chicken soup. So you want to tell me that that's batel also? Elvade lo amrin kama batel kimin sheyesh kol kach min ha'iser lebesof shu nosin tam. It has to be that if you could taste the iser in there, that it can't be that it's batel. Fractosos, okay, but if that's true, then what's the chiddush over here that we're saying that it's but that we're saying rishon batel? Of course, it's batel ad shishim. There's no chiddush over here. So v'im tomer kivin ad shishim kamer k'diprashi im kein ma chiddush uze lashmin she batel ad shishim yeshlomer dasa lashmin and dafgav dektani masnis in yain yain b'mashu to lo mayri b'yisru l'goyatera el mayri b'yatera l'goyisura. So he says, no, that what it's teaching you is that this idea that yayin b'yayin is aser b'mashu, that's only if it's heter that falls into iser. But when iser falls into heter, we're going to say that it's going to be batel as long as you have shishim. So it's making a qualification in the din of the Mishnah. But Enoch Hinami says Tosfos, you're still going to need shishim at the end of the day, and for that we're not going to say rishon batel. Tremendous chiddush in how to read the Gemara. Tanan, back in the Gemara, yayin nesach aser v'aser b'kol shu. Our Mishnah said that yayin nesach aser is even b'kol shu. My love, the kanafil isru l'gavatera, isn't this talking about the case where iser falls into heter, where the yayin nesach falls into kosher wine, and still we say it's aser b'kol shu? We don't say that it's batel. So it says, "Marla the kanafil heter l'gav isru." No, who says? We're talking about in the case where heter falls into iser. That's where we say that it's aser b'kol shu. That even if it fell into a kol shu of iser, but the iser was on the bottom, still it's going to be strong enough to aser. Whatever it falls into is considered the stronger item. But if it was iser that was falling into heter, then in a chinami we would say it's batel so long, according to Tosfos, so long as you don't have shishim, so long as you don't have less than shishim. Tashma, yayin b'mayim b'nosin tam. We also said in the Mishnah that when Yayin falls into water, it's benosin tam. So what does that mean? Yayin was good wine or bad wine? Water, good water or bad water? So my lav de kanafel chamer di yisru l'may de'atero. So pasha pshat, when you say Yayin falls into water, so the Yayin is the problematic ingredient, the water is the fine, is the good ingredient. So aren't we talking about where Isser is falling into Heter, and we say that it's benosin tam. So lo de kanafel chamer de'atero l'may de'isru. Who says? Maybe we're talking the reverse. Maybe we mean that good wine, kosher wine, is falling into water that was nesnasech. Umidereisha b'maya de yisura seifanami b'maya de yisura. So frak the Gemara. But if you're going to say that ukinta, if the reisha is talking about asr water, the seifa must also be talking about asr water. Meaning, if the water in our Mishnah, in the tarovis in our Mishnah, is asr, so then the water should be asr in all of the cases in our Mishnah. V'katani seifa. And what does the seifa say? Mayim b'yayin b'nosin tam. Water falls into wine, it's benosin tam. But we're talking about now usher water falling into kosher wine. But I thought we say Rishon Rishon Batal. Why is it benosin tam? Samlacha Rabdimi, kulam asnis netere lego isura. No, you're misunderstanding. Our entire Mishnah is talking about cases where heter falls into isur. Don't take an item in our Mishnah and say, oh, if it's usher in one case, it must be usher in all the cases. That's not the way to read our Mishnah. The way to read our Mishnah is all the cases of Mishnah is whatever's falling in is the heter falling into something that is usher. And therefore, in some of the cases, the water is the heter, when the water is what's falling in, and in some of the cases, the water is the isur. So, veresha de kanafil. So the ratio is talking about where wine that's mutter falls into water that's asr, and seifa de kanafil maya de etera lechamra de isura, and the seifa is talking about where water that's mutter falls into wine that's asr. Period. That was the first statement of Rabbi Yochanan, said over by Rav Dimi. Now we get to the second statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef am Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, a different halacha. Hama'ara yayin nesach mitzir tzur katan labar, afilu kol hayom kulo rishon rishon batel. That when do we say rishon rishon batel? If you pour wine from a tiny spout, a tiny, much smaller type of spout, into a bar, that's when we say that rishon rishon batel, even if it's kol yom kulo, even if it's pouring in there all day, it's going to be batel. V'davka tzir tzur katan delo nafish amudei, aval chavis to nafish amudei lo. But if you pour out of a barrel that has a much wider mouth, if you pour out of a barrel into the bar, then it's going to be aser. Then we don't say rishon rishon batel. So if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos points out, Pirish Ri, Duha Din Rav Dimi, Da'amar V'chavis. Now, Rav Dimi, who was the first statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who thought that even when you pour from a chavis into a bar, it's Rishon Rishon Batel, says, L'chori, you could say a very similar idea, that Dafka Nakat Chavis, that in principle he agrees with this idea that it really matters how wide the kli that the mouth of the kli that you're pouring from is. It's just that he draws the line somewhere else. Everyone agrees that when the kli that you're pouring from it has a very wide mouth, it's going to be a problem. Question is, how wide is very wide? So now this statement of Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan thinks anything larger than a tzir tzur katan is going to be problematic. But Rav Dimi also agrees that a very wide mouth is a problem. It's just that he defined the chavis as not being so wide. But he would hold that aval gigis to nafesh amudei tvei, but a gigis, which is a much wider mouth, tvei mechavis, lomer kama kama batel, he would agree that you would not say kama kama batel, because so much is gushing out, or can gush out at a single time, right? That's how that's how Tosfos understands. Now the Ran in Daf Lamed Hem Beis B'Dapei Arif, there happens to be a lot of Ran at the end of this Masechta, explains that what's the reason for this? What is this idea of Nafesh Amudei? He says, Time of the Milsa the Chavis Kivan de Nafesh Amudei Hareu Kiilu Kol Yayin Shabachavis Mechuber Labar. That since it's such a wide mouth, when you're pouring from the chavis into the bar, it's as if all the wine in the chavis is connected to the bar. You can't say that some of the wine is being poured into the bar, but not all of it. Since there's such a large gush coming from the bar, it's ki'ilu, all of it is connected to the bar. Its connection, its large amount of connection to the wine that's in the chavis, is considered as if it's all falling at one time. But but it's Yirtzur Katan, which just sprinkles out just in a very narrow pouring, so the Yayin in the Tzirtzur that falls at one time is not considered to be all connected to the bar, and therefore it's going to be Rishon Rishon Batel. That's the Pashup Shat. But then says the Ran, V'lo yadati be'ezeh davar nishra achilik shebein tzirtzur katan l'chavis. He says, I don't get it. I don't see why there should be a chilik between the tzirtzur katan and the bar. Deheich nasan davar of l'shiurin, ezeh kli yikra nafish amudei, ve'ezeh kli lo, ve'en midas chacham, nasis v'reim b'shiurim k'yotzeh b'zeh. So unlike the chachamim, to say, yes, small is okay, big is a problem. And you have to define what small and what big is, and what if it's something right in between the size of a tzirtzur and the size of a chavis? They don't give us any number, they don't give us anything to, what does it say, if it's as wide as an etzba, a tefach, I don't know, give me a number! But the Rabban are going to give us a din where we have to go figure it out on ourselves, what exactly they're talking about. Very, very unlike Chazal to be nosin dvarim l'shiurim. So says the Ran, there's a different pshat here. He says, "Menira li dahachi teritz to demilsa." This is the pshat in the Gemara. Shemepresh nagularos yayin lebar al yidei chavis gedola. Since they would often pour wine into a bar through a big barrel, kivan shesof hayayin shebechavis leirid al yidei klize v'darko bekach. When you're pouring from a big barrel, it was normal to spill out, empty the entire contents of the barrel into the bar. That was the normal thing to do. So, Yef Shalom or Bo Rishon Rishon Batel. That's when we don't say Rishon Rishon Batel. Shekol Sha'ome Lipo Lusariv. Because we look at everything in the barrel that you're pouring from as if it's already in the bar, because it's omed lios bibar. It's omed to fall into the bar, because that's the normal derech. That's the way people would normally pour. As opposed to when you're pouring from a tzir to katan, it's ein derech laros bekli kayotze bola bar. Ain on Ron Kanafal Kamurav. It's not normal to empty the entire contents of a tzirtzur into a bar, and therefore it's not considered as if it's all mixed in, El Mashiyarid Kvar, except for that which has already fallen in. So that's why we're going to say Rishon Rishon Batel in that case. So it's not about a shear, a given size, that this big, that big. It's about the type of kli that they were used to pouring the entire thing into the bar. So when it's something that anyone looking on will say, oh yeah, they're emptying that out into the bar, then it's going to be, we're not going to say Rishon Rishon Batel. But when it's something that someone looking will say, no, they're just pouring a drop, they're just putting a little bit into the bar, that's where we're going to say Rishon Rishon Batel. Okay, third statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ki asa ravinam Rabbi Yochanan, yai nesach shnafal bar v'nafal sham kiton shal mayim. Introduces us to a third ingredient. You have yayin nesach that falls into a bar, and also some kosher water fell into the bar. Ro'na seheter kilu eino v'ashar mayim. So what you have over here is a tarovus of min b'mino, and also a tarovus of min b'sheino mino. You have kosher wine, non-kosher wine, and kosher water. So do you look at the non-kosher wine as if it's mixed with the kosher wine, and therefore it's min b'mino, it's going to asr even b'mashahu? Or do you look at the non-kosher wine as if it's mixed with the water, in which case it could become batel, benosin tam, right? It's only going to ask for benosin tam. So we say, ro'nas hetzer kilu eino. We look at the kosher wine as if it's not here, and we pretend that all we've got is the tarovis of non-kosher wine and water. And if there's enough water to be mevatel, the non-kosher wine, then we're good. Then it's going to be good enough. Rabin alavim vatanoso v'ashar mayim rabin alavim vatanoso. The water could be a large enough shear and be mevatel the non-kosher wine. Ki asra shmol bar yudam rabbi yochanan lo shonu al shenafal kiton shlamayim tchila. But that's only if the wine fell in first. Avalonaf and shon kiton shlamayim tchila matza minas miyar. I'm sorry. That's only if the water fell in first. But if the water did not fall in first and the wines mixed together first, the kosher and non-kosher wines mixed together, well then matza minas mino v'neyor. Well then they've already been mixed together and they're considered one entity of non-kosher wine. So then the water is not going to be able to be measured against the kosher wine, it will have to be measured against the entire taroves of kosher and non-kosher wine. Obviously, you're then going to need a lot more water to be mevatelit. Some taught this as a comment on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said yayin b'yayin b'kol shehu, that two wines get mixed together, it's also b'kol shehu. So Amar Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So on that, they said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu al shalom nafal sham kiton shalmayim, aval nafal sham kiton shalmayim, ro'na sehater kilu eino, v'ashar mayim rabin olam v'atan oso. That's only if water didn't fall fall in. But had water fallen in, we treat the kosher wine as if it's not there, and we look at the non-kosher wine in connection to the water, and then we look at what the ratio is, and if there's enough water in a 60-to-1 to the non-kosher wine, it could be mevatelit. So what difference does it make whether you teach this in connection to Ravin's din of Yai Nesach Shnafel Abar and Kiton Shalmayim falling in versus teaching it on the Mishnah of Yayin V'Yayin V'Mashu? So the Masna Masnisin, if you teach this din about the Kiton Shalmayim having to mix in first in relation to the Mishnah, I mean about the Kiton Shalmayim relating to the Yayin Nesach alone and excluding the kosher wine, if you teach that in the Mishnah, lo baitchila, we never said anything about needing the water to fall in first. The water could fall in whenever. You wouldn't need the water to fall in first. Even if the Kiton Shalmayim falls in after the two wines already mixed, it would be okay. Umadi masnad Ravin baitchila. But if you teach in a connection to Ravin, so then we made that special qualification that you need the water to be in there first before the Asr wine and the Mutter wine mix together. Because once the Asr wine and the Mutter wine mix together, they all become one big Isser. Itmar. Yayin Nesach Shnafel Bar Nafel Shom Kiton Shalmayim. So if Yayin Nesach falls into a bar, and a Kiton Shalmayim then falls into the bar as well. So Amr Chizkiya, Higdilo be Isser Aser, Higdilo be Heter Mutter. What does it mean, Higdilo? So Rashi explains, Higdilo Amayim Va Yayin be Isser, Shnafel Yayin Nesach be Sof, Higdilo Aser. That if the Yayin Nesach falls in last, then it's going to be Aser. Basically, below Amrinan Rashi explains, Rowan as a heter kilu eno. We don't say that pretend the kosher wine is not there and it's just the non-kosher wine mixing with the water. Eli yai nesach mischaber lemino ve'ena mayim rabin alav. That even when the yai nesach fell in last, there was already water mixed in with kosher wine when the Yayin Nesach fell in, we still assume that the two wines are mixed together, create one big Isser. The water is not measured against only the non-kosher wine. It does not have the ability to be mevatel the non-kosher wine. And therefore, obviously, if the water fell in last, you're going to have an even bigger problem. You're going to have the same problem, right? If the water fell in less, then of course, where the wines have already had a chance to mix, of course, then the water is not going to be able to be mevatel the wines that have already mixed. So, higdilu b'isra aser, higdilu b'heter mutter. But if the yayin of heter fell in last, that's the only case that it's mutter. That what happened? Water and non-kosher wine got mixed together. Fine. If there's 60-to-1 water to non-kosher wine, the non-kosher wine is now kosher. And then kosher wine falls in, that's okay. That's the only case that's okay. Only if the kosher wine is the last ingredient. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, afilu igdilu b'isr mutter. Even if the last ingredient was the non-kosher wine, that's still going to be mutter. Because the kosher wine and the water, as long as the water was there before the non-kosher wine fell in, that's going to be okay. The only time it's going to be problematic is if the water was the last thing to fall in. So I'm Rabbi Yirmi L'Rabizeru, Lema Chizka V'Rabbi Yochanan, V'Puktar Rablaz Rabbanu Kamifugi. Sounds very much that this is the same machlokas, this machlokas, whether when the non-kosher wine falls in last, whether that's going to be problematic or not, sounds like the same machlokas as Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan in a Mishnah in Maseches Arla. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah that says as follows: Sar shel chulin v'shel truma. If you have yeast of chulin and of truma, we just had this Mishnah not long ago. Sar shel chulin v'shel truma shenaflu tocha isa, and that falls into a dough. Lo bezekadei lechametz, lo bezekadei lechametz. Neither one has enough to create chimutz to cause the dough to ferment. V'nitztarfu v'chemtzu, but together the chulin and the truma yeast together could team up and be mechametz the dough. So Rabbi Elazar Amar Achra Achron Aniba. Rabbi Elazar says whichever came in last, that's the one that's the determinant, and therefore if the last one that came in was truma, the whole dough is going to be aser. The last one that fell in was chulin, the whole dough is going to be mutter. The chamrom bein shenafel iser b'tchila bein v'sof einu aser asher bo kedei lahachmetz. And the chamrom say no, I don't care when it fell in. If there was not enough iser on its own, there was not enough truma on its own to create an iser, so then there's not going to be any problem, then everything's going to be okay. So that's an exact parallel to Machloksim. Why? Because he assumes that Chizkiah held Achar Achron Aniba. Remember, Chizkiah was the one that said, Higdilu bi'isr aser, that if the non-kosher wine fell in last, even though there was already water in there, the non-kosher wine fell in last, the whole thing is going to be aser. Why? because acharachron aniba. So Chizki is going that we always follow the last thing, like Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yochanan said that when the non-kosher wine falls in last, it's mutter, is holding like the Rabbanan, that you have to say that the Isser alone has to be enough to cause a problem. So says the Gemara, you really think that's the machlokas? Abaye taught that in relation to that Mishnah, if you never remove the Sa'ar of Truma, the whole thing's going to be Asr anyway. It's only going to be mutter if you've actually taken out the Sa'ar of Truma after it was machmet to the dough. So it's a totally different issue over here. We're talking about a Tarovus of Isra where the Isra remains in there. So Chizkiah Damar Kaman. So who's Chizkiah going like now? Because Chizkiah over here is saying that if it's a Gedilu bit Isser, it's going to be Aser, right? As Rashi explains, if he would be holding like Rabbi Lazar afilu Higdilu beheter Aser, tahachalek alameimer kadam asilko, because over here you can't talk about kadam asilko. And if he was going like the Rabbanan, Rashi explains, afilu gdilu b'isr mutter. Then even if it was gdilu b'isr, it should be mutter, because even if the isr falls in the end, according to the Rabbanan, it's mutter. So Chizkiah is going like nobody. Over here, it's a totally different machlokas. They're arguing about the concept of rowan, of whether you're going to say Rowanus mino ki misha'eno v'she'eno mino rabba lovim vatlo. When you have a tarovus of min b'mino b'she'eno mino, you have wine, and water. So what do we say? Do we say rowan? Do we say view the mino as if it's not there? Meaning, view the kosher wine as if it's not there, and allow the non-kosher wine and the water to be considered its own tarovus, and it will follow its own ratio? Or do you say, no, we cannot pretend that there isn't mino, that there isn't kosher wine in there? That's what they're arguing about. L'chizkiah lesle rowin. Rabbi Yochanan lesle. Chizkiah doesn't hold to this concept of rowin, and Rabbi Yochanan does hold to this concept of rowin. That's the pasuk pshat in the machlokas. So umi lesle the Rabbi Yochanan rowin. Wait a second. Does Rabbi Yochanan really hold of rowin that you could pretend the mino is not there and allow the min b'she'enu mino to make its own taroves? Rabbi Asim Rabbi Yochanan shnei kosos echad shel chulin echad shel truma. If you have two cups, one of chulin, one of truma, umazgan v'yirvan zebezemahu, and you go and you mix them together, you pour them together. What's the din? V'lo pashal day, and he never was poshet the question. So isn't this? It was a question of rowin. It was exactly a question of rowin, and he never discussed it. He never, right, whether you see the chulin as if it's eno and the mayim is rabim ala truma mevatalit. So he never answered it. So it says Gemara, meikaru lo pashal day, v'sof pashal day. Yeah, initially he didn't answer it. Initially he wasn't sure about rowin, but at the end of the day he came around and he decided that we do say rowin, and therefore where you pretend the mino is not there, and it's tarovus min b'sheino mino. Period. It ran Ami Amar Rabbi Ami Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rami Amar Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Base kolos v'sechet shel chulin v'echet shel truma umazgan v'irvan zeh b'zeh rowan es heter kilu eino v'ashamayim rabin olam v'atanos. So exactly like we said, that Rabbi Yochanan did in fact say at the end of the day, right? This was all in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that he did in fact say at the end of the day that there is a concept of rowan, that you just pretend the mino is not there and look at it as a taroves of a min b'she'eino mino. Fine. Then the Mishnah went on to say, Zaklal, min b'mino b'mashu, shalob b'mino b'nosin tam. Whenever you have a tarovus of min b'mino, it's asr b'mashu, min b'sheino b'mino, it's asr b'nosin tam. Rav Shmuel d'Amri Tarvai, kol yisurim shabitara b'mino b'mashu, shalob b'mino b'nosin tam. All Yisurim in the Torah, not just about Yayin, every Yisur in the Torah. Whenever you have a Tarovus of Min B'mino, it's always going to Asr B'mashu. Whenever you have a Tarovus of two unlike kinds, Min B'sheinu Mino, it Asr B'nosim Tam. Zeh Klal Asuyemai. So then what's the Zeh Klal in the Mishnah coming to include when it taught us about Yayin, about Yayin Esach? And then it said, Zeh Klal, that this is the rule. So what does it mean, this is the rule? Asuy, Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah. According to this, it means this is the rule not just by Yayin, but by all of Torah. Whenever you have a macholos asuros and mixes with mino, it's always going to be asur b'mashu. Mixes with eno mino, it's going to be asur b'nosin tam. Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlakish Tarmi Tavai. Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlakish, however, disagree with Rav and Shmuel. They say kol yisurim shabatar ben b'mino ben shalomino b'nosin tam. That all yisurim in the Torah are asur b'nosin tam. Chutz mi tevel v'yai. Even if it's min b'mino, it's b'nosin tam. Chutz mi tevel v'yai nesach b'mino b'mashu v'shalomino b'nosin tam. It's only tevel in yai nesach that follow these rules. That b'mino is b'mashu and shalom b'mino is b'nosin tam. So v'zeh klal asuyeh. tevel. The Zaklal in the Mishnah therefore comes to tell me it's not only din by yayin, it's also din by tevel, but not by kalata rakula. Tanya kavasid rav shmuel, tanya kavasid rav yochanan ish lakish. We have a brisa that supports each view. Tanya kavasid rav shmuel kalas rishon b'torah minim mashu shlo minim nosin tam. Very explicit that all these rules in the Torah follow these rules. Min b'minos b'mashu shlo b'mino b'nosin tam. Explicit brisa. Tanya kavasid rav yochanan ish lakish. Kalis rishon b'torah bein b'minon bein shlo b'minon b'nosin tam. All these rules in the Torah, whether it's b'minon shlo b'minon, it's always going to be b'nosin tam, with two exceptions. Except for tevel and yayin esech, where if it's min b'mino, it asers b'mashu, v'shalo b'mino asers b'nosin tam. Now the question just remains, why? If it's a din in kalata rakula, so I understand very well that min b'mino is different than min b'she'eno mino. You're not going to say min b'mino is batel, because adrava, when two like kinds mix together, they are enhanced by each other, neither is being mevatel the other. That makes sense. But why would you be mechalik between tevel yayin nesach on the one hand and kalata rakula on the other hand? So bishlam yayin nesach mishum chumra davel zchavim. So yayin nesach is never a kasha. Chumra davel dezara, we're always going to be extra machmir by yayin nesach. Ela tevel my time, but why by tevel? Why are we so machmir that by tevel, more so than any other is in the Torah, that it's always going to be aser b'mashu? That b'minon is aser b'mashu, shalom b'minon is aser b'nosin tam. That b'minon is aser b'mashu, unlike the rest of Kol HaTorah. So says Gemara Ketero, Kach Yisuro. Why is there an Isra Mashu of Tevel? Because Tevel, we know, has a din of Mashu in terms of being Matir Tevel. When you have Tevel, how are you Matir Tevel? You take Truma. How much Truma do you need to take in order to make a whole bundle of Truma Mutter, a whole bundle of Tevel Mutter? Tamar Shmuel, Chita Achas, Pateres is Kol HaKri. Chita Achas, Pateres, a whole warehouse of Truma, just take a single stalk of wheat and mix the whole thing Mutter. Now, L'chadchil, that's not what's recommended. Ayin Beinonis is 150th, Ayin Tova is 140th, Ayin Ra 160th. There are recommended amounts to give, but Meikar Adin, Chita Achas works. Utana Nam Yachi, Bameh Armu Tevel Osu B'kol Shu, B'mino Shalom B'mino B'nosin Tam. When is Tevel going to be Asur B'kol Shu? Only B'mino. Frek Tosel is a very important kasha. He says, wait a second, over here it sounds like the whole reason Tevel is Asur B'mashu is because of this Svara of Ketero Kach Yisura, that we have this Svara of Chita Achos Pateres HaSakri. He says, the Yerushalmi, however, says a much more fundamental reason. There is a concept in Halacha called Davar Shiyesh Lo Matirin. Anything that could become mutter, that you can easily make mutter, is never going to be batel, is always going to be asur b'mashu. There's no greater example of a davar sheyesh lo matirin than tevel. Tevel, what's the problem with tevel? You just haven't taken trumas ha'maisros off of it yet. You can make it mutter by taking trumas ha'maisros. So why do I need both reasons? Why does the Gemara over here have to tell me ketero kach yitzuro? What about just saying davar sheyesh lo matirin? So says Tosos, we need both reasons. Because if we only had the reason of Yesh L'Matirin, I would think that if the owner of the Tevel is not around, and therefore there's no one to take off the Trumas V'Maestros, no one is authorized to take off the Trumas V'Maestros, and it's going to be difficult to find the owner, that might not be called Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin might mean only if it's Yesh L'Matirin Bekal, if it's easy to make it Mutter, but if it's going to be a big Tircha, then Rabbeinu Tam holds that's not called Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. So that's why that reason alone is not good enough. Now what if we only had the reason of ketero kachi suro. So he says maybe that you would think that that's only true if it's tevel that's tevel for truma gedola, but tevel that's tevel for trumas meiser, where the heter is not the mashu, you need to actually take off for meiser rishon, for trumas meiser, you need to take off 10%. There's an amount. So then I would think we wouldn't say such a svara that it asks mashu. That's why we also need the davar sheyesh lo matirin svara. Okay, that's from tomorrow. We'll start at the Mishnah.